أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. While talking about the fasting of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 185, he says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Where he very clearly says that the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed, referring to the revelation on the heart of the Prophet, as a guidance for the people and clear indication of the right path, and a measure of distinction between what is haq and what is batil, what is right and what is wrong. And then he says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ فَلَيَسُمْهُ. So whoever of you comes to know of this month of Ramadan, he shall fast therein. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. And then he says that whoever is sick or in a journey, then he should fast the same number of other days after the month of Ramadan. Explaining this concession that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, he says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. He very clearly says that Allah desires ease for you. He does not desire hardship for you. يُسْر means ease and عُسْر means hardship. When Allah talks about يُسْر, ease, it covers different situations, especially when it comes to illness and traveling. And in those such situations, you either will make up the missed days after the month of Ramadan, or if it is a continuous situation in case of an illness, then you have to pay fidya, which is, you know, giving grain to the poor and the needy in form of charity. So when we see this flexibility in case of fasting, especially during the corona pandemic, and you see that you are exempted from fasting, then there is no need to feel guilty. There are many people who say, you know, I am okay, I feel okay, and if I don't fast, then I am uneasy, you know, not comfortable. This is where we have to realize when it comes to prayers or fasting, these are ibadat. Ibadat means acts of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to worship Him the way He wants, not the way we want. I cannot get up one day, you know, early in the morning at Fajr time and say, you know, I feel I am at a higher level of spirituality at the moment, so instead of two rakat, I will recite four rakat. You know, there's nothing like, you know, the more the merrier. No. It depends on this concept of ibadat, ubudiyat, servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants us to worship Him the way He wants, not the way we want. And so when He says that, you know, inna Allah yuridu bikum al-usr, that Allah wants ease for you and not usr and not hardship, then that is an issue that we have to accept as a reality, and this is the truth. Similarly, when it comes to the issue of vaccines for coronavirus, there is so much misinformation, especially on the social media, you know, from all these conspiracy theories to some people who actually put in a religious, you know, connotations and wordings. And, you know, they make you feel that taking the vaccination is giving into the conspiracy against Muslims, and that there is a plan to decimate the numbers of the Muslims around the world. And you will see that when it comes to the coronavirus, it doesn't distinguish between white and black, rich and poor, Muslim, non-Muslim, Shia or Sunni. No. This is a global pandemic. It is a problem that we as a human community have to deal with it. And this is where, you know, sometimes this is also put in a religious connotation, that recite dua and there is no need for vaccination. Your dua is your vaccination. Always remember the principle that in case of illness and sickness, they are two things. Both starts with da or dal. One is dawa and the other is dua. Medicine and prayer. You have to do your part for getting the medical help for prevention or cure, and also do the dua so that the cure may bring the desired result. There actually have been studies in America where people were given medication and there were random people who were asked to pray for them without even knowing them. And there was a difference among those patients for whom there was a prayer done, that the level of recovery and improvement of their situation and treatment was much better. So yes, you need dawa and you need dua. But you cannot just take one and forget the other. The Muslim doctors in the past, when we used to call them tabib and hakim, you know, their prescription pad always, you know, started with the words, the way we say in the name of God. They would say Huwa Shafi, and then they will write this prescription. Huwa Shafi means Allah is the one who gives the cure. He is the cure giver. So I'm just giving you a prescription according to my knowledge and my assessment of your situation. And so I recommend that you do this, or you eat or drink this medication. Whether there is a cure at the end of it, is going to help or not, this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to take the dawa, the medicine, and also do the dua, that may that medicine be fruitful and help in the desired result that you are looking for. The number of cases in Canada as well as other countries are increasing, especially in India. And we are getting reports of very critical situation in India, which has affected even some prominent members of our community. These cases are no more just numbers for us on the screen that we see the reports. Now we know some of these individuals. We know the faces. And this is where, you know, it really hits home. And this is where, especially during these days, pray for Allah's mercy and maghfirah, you know, forgiveness for those who have died in this situation because of coronavirus. And especially during Layali al-Qadr in the Amal, pray for those who are suffering from this, whether they are in isolation at home or being treated in the hospitals, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بحق محمد وآل محمد grant them fast and complete recovery. Different charity organizations around the world, especially the World Federation, has launched an appeal for donations to help the community in India. The reward for charity in the month of Ramadan is increased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the reward becomes 70 times more than a charity done during other months. And so, see what you can do and help them as much as you can. Look for the organizations that you trust and contribute to help our brothers and sisters in faith in India and other countries around the world. Finally, even after getting your vaccination, don't let your guard down. Maintain the precautions of using the mask and social distancing. Be safe and keep others safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bihaqqi Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, especially bihaqqi Ali ibn Abi Talib, whose days we are going to commemorate very soon. May Allah grant relief to the humanity at large against the coronavirus. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.